Okay, we're holding here at Siman Tezayin, Shir Hatalis. Shulchan Aruch says, Shir Hatalis Shechai V'titzis Shishchasev V'orech V'roch of Rosho V'ruvo Shokotov. It has to be large enough to cover in the length and the width Rosho V'ruvo Shokotov. Hamas Halik V'shok V'eino Tzorech L'achil L'shomro. A katan who can walk outside on his own, say 9-year-old katan, who can walk outside and doesn't need a parent. And the Rama adds, "As chayv tzitzis, then you're chayv tzitzis. If it's smaller than a shear, it's pater." V'dafka shagadol lovsho pa'amim arai v'yotzi bo l'shuk. Here, the Rama adds on, based on the Gemara, that it has to be big enough that a gadol would also wear it occasionally. Most of our talis katans aren't that big. There are people who really have very big talis katans for this reason, but it seems like the Shulchan Aruch didn't require that. That's the Pashtus. Even though the Gemara says it, the Shulchan Aruch is following the Rambam, who seems to have either a different kirsa or a different understanding of the Gemara. So it has to be big enough for a katan to wear katan ventesha as an external garment. I mean, he can wear underwear, he can wear undershirt, and this tzitzis would be his like shirt. It's not even clear if the Rama requires that. Some argue the Rama agrees fundamentally to Shulchan Aruch. But either way, the Beir Halacha points out that maybe the Rama is saying that the Gadol would be willing to go outside, but he actually won't because he's embarrassed. But he would be willing. It's a little hard to square. In terms of the size of the beggar, that would be enough. Anyway, the Maisa. We say a bracha on talis katan who has a shear, and the shear, we'll see soon, is not all that big. And bacharim who don't wear talisim say a bracha on the talis katan every morning, and even people who have a talis katan, if they put on, let's say, Friday afternoon, when they get ready for Shabbos, they put on a special talis katan for Shabbos, they say a bracha on it, even though it's not really all that big. In Lamaisa, there are different days in the post game. Does it have to be 2 amos by 1 amma? Again, looking here on the board, so 1 amma wide, 2 ammas long, because this is the person's head over in the middle, so 1 amma here, 1 amma here, 2 ammas by 1 amma. Or would it be an amma and a half by an amma and a half, or an amma and a half by 3/4 of an amma? That's the psak of the Mishabura, an amma and a half long and 3/4 wide. Think of the different days, it's also one an amma, half a meter, according to the Chaim Noah, 48, 49 centimeters, or is it bigger, is it close to 60 centimeters, according to Chazon Ish. There's also a shaila if the shear includes the whole. Right? Over here, let's say an amma and a half by an amma. So what about this hole in the middle? Does this hole count? And many people notice that they have these like tzitzis, they kind of like split open. So what's the point of that? So I think the point is that it like kind of counts for the shear. So like you could close it. There are even some who have like a snap. Like so you could. The way that the minhag is to assume that the hole counts. Certainly, unless you really have like small ritzuas. The mishmur says you shouldn't have a beged that has just like tiny little ritzuas in the middle. It should be like the kasef, the shoulder area should be wide. From the Chazon Ish, it sounds like it has to be wider than the hole. And that's how they usually make the tzitzis today, that you're only in merubah apart. So the hole, let's say, is 18 centimeters, and the kasef is 20 on each side. There are different dayas in the postgame. They sell different sizes. Probably better to get a bigger talis katan to be choshesh, for the bigger shiurim. I started with the video safe. He doesn't want to allow one to say bracha unless it's 2 amos by 1 amma, as opposed to an amma and a half by 1 amma. Like I said, the Mishabura sounds like 3/4 of an amma width would be enough. A different minhagim. When it comes to children, so children don't have that shear. A kid is like 5 years old, 6 years old. I think the assumption is that for the child, that's his beged. So even though it's less than a shear, for him it's a beged, and he could say a bracha on it.
Or the tzion says that one should get a bigger beged than the shear because laundry it's going to shrink.
Yeah. So if it's exactly sheared and it shrinks in the laundry, in a chenami, it could be a problem. Even if a person doesn't have a beged that's the kashir, the poskim all say you should still wear it. It seems like in history, many times, many generations, people wore small talis katans, and there seems to be a value in wearing it. We saw last time a question of can you wear it on Shabbos. Which words they shouldn't wear it on Shabbos, others argue. But certainly during the week, it's kedai to wear it. There seems to be either shalot ishtakach, you know, Torah tzitzis, or there's some type of, you know, concept of shmira, or a concept of, you know, idna derischa, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, is upset if people aren't wearing talisim. So if you wear a talis katan, even if it's not a shir, it's still significant. Question.
Do you have the number of what the smallest size that
one is? I don't know how the numbers work. I'm not sure.
Like 22, 26, 28.
Right.
Like when you walk into the store and say, what size do you want?
Right. I think most of the talis katans we get are bigger than the shir. Half a meter is this wide. Yeah. Yeah.
Without anything to worry about?
I think so, yeah.
Does it depend on the person? Does it depend on the person also?
So it doesn't seem to be a function of the person. It seems like a child who is 9 years old would go outside, and if an average adult, you have to be a very big guy. I don't think you necessarily need a bigger talis katan. Again, you know, some people like having a bigger shear, but I don't think it's... Now, sometimes when you wear it on your clothing, it gets like scrunched up. So that doesn't, it's not a chesaron. And if it, you know, in the wash actually shrunk, that would be one thing. But there is a shita of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Chabad Chassidim Rechoshish for this, that it can't scrunch up. So they put like these, if you're ever in the mikveh, you see the Chassidim have these like rubber bands around their talis katan, so it shouldn't like, you know, scrunch up. And that's not the accepted custom, you know, outside of Chabad. Now, on Shabbos, I think I mentioned the other time that there are some people who are choshish on Shabbos, it's an issue. Even then, we assume that even if it scrunches up, it's derech levisha, and therefore it's not an issue.
They put the keys on that.
Oh, is that right?
Okay. On Shabbos, they put the keys on the little thing.
Okay. So that's in terms of the shir. Yudzayin. Even though the pasuk says you have to see the tzitzis, a person who's blind is still chayev. If nation nisrave ve'asher techase bo, he still wears it. The crowd, the pasuk of urisim is a for halachic need for laila as opposed to yom. It's not a function of who's wearing it. Assume is chayev in tzitzis. Assume we can say a bracha. He's chayev in all mitzvahs of the Torah. Base. Noshim v'avodim p'turim.
So yeah. What's this far? Why does he say it?
Because the pasuk reason was telling you what type of beged and not who is chayev.
Why don't we use this far of like why does somebody say shalos any guy?
Okay.
Or shall like.
I don't understand. Say again.
Don't we say like somebody who like okay, I'm sorry. The reason why he says that, one of the reasons is because there are people out there who have the eyesight who aren't able to help.
Right.
So like, that's not like a
svar
over here. Like,
I mean, other people can see it. It seems like the whole pasuk, you're giving a svar, even if the pasuk was referring to who wears it, so other people see it, it's also significant. Like the avuka, like you said, you can say a bracha.
Yeah.
There was other, that's not how it's brought down. I'm not sure.
It's different.
It's an interesting question. So in terms of women, so the Chayav Paskins, their potter, it's Mrs. Esrei Shezman Grama. Says in Rabbi, Kolokam, Yim Rotsim, La'atko, Levarech, Olav, Harshus, Biyadon, Kom Hashar, Mrs. Esrei Shezman Grama, the Ramah says that a woman could say a bracha, just like they shake a lulav, or they you know, listen to the shofar, they say a bracha, so that would be okay. Ach mechzik yura, but they shouldn't do it because it looks like gaiva. Chayin ein lehen lilbosh tzitzis. Hova inner chovas gavra. So even though hypothetically you would think that it's no worse than any other mitzvah and grama that women can take part in and say a bracha on, but lemaisa it's yura because even men don't have to wear a talis, meaning only if you're wearing a four corner garment are you obligated to put on tzitzis. So for a woman to mechayiv herself, that would be considered yura. And this is a chiyuv that's a chovas gavra. Perish eno chayv liknas lo talis kadei shiz chayv tzitzis. Olukamar simin amar sheyesh lo talis me'ar mekanfos lov shu. Okay. So when it comes to... Yeah.
Would we also, would this URL apply also if she's by herself?
It's an interesting question. I think we usually assume URL applies not only, you know, in terms of how it's perceived by others. Yeah, yeah. Like, why are you suddenly being so makbid? It's just inconsistent with your general, you know, I talk Lashon Hara, and now here I'm doing like a super minus chasidus. It doesn't seem to fit with, you know.
So it's not only that what other people will see.
Right.
So even in
I would assume so, yeah. Look, there are other reasons why women shouldn't wear tzitzis today, because, you know, it's become kind of like a statement of the non-Orthodox, you know, streams of Judaism to wear a talis, for women to wear a talis. So you kind of identify with them on some level. And those who want to claim that maybe it's Begadish, that since Lamaisa, women don't do it, it has a din of Begadish, which is, you know, certainly a Svara. So it seems like the minhag is not to, and they shouldn't wear a tzitzis. There's a story with, I don't know if it's true, meaning there's a story that a woman came to the Rav and said to him she really wants to wear tzitzis. And he said, okay, so ease yourself into it, so for the first, you know, month, wear it without the strings and come back and talk to me. So she came back and she said, so how was it? It's unbelievable. I feel so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, and now I'm ready for the next for a man of Rina Veira. So it's true that you're to say that you felt close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, through it, you know, is odd, and therefore you shouldn't wear. So I don't know if it's a true story, but the idea is true that, you know, we want to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through mitzvos, and if, you know, the question is what the motives are. Again, I don't think it's fair to judge other people's motives. I think people, I assume they're all the same Shemayim, give people the benefit of the doubt. But when it comes to this issue, it seems like the Minhag Yisrael is that women don't wear tzitzis. There were, you know, I think Rashi's daughters, I don't know, there's a, I don't remember all the details, but.
Okay.
It seems to be there is a kiyumis for a woman to do it, but like I said today, it's not accepted. There also, just there's agav, even though it's really not so accepted, we usually assume a woman takes a lulav and she says a bracha. And the Mishpura argues that, you know, in molchin v'yadam to say a bracha, meaning it's not so clear they could say a bracha. We assume they could say shekhti shana mitzvosos, it's ben rechayef. That's the assumption. And that's what people do. But it's not even so clear. The Sfarim certainly don't say a bracha. But it's not even so clear if Ashkenazi women should lechatchil say a bracha, even though that is the minhag. But anyway, it's just a side point. In terms of an onen, so an onen doesn't do mitzvah, so he doesn't wear tefillin, he doesn't wear tzitzit, he doesn't wear a talis. But Rishon Zalman argued that he could wear a talis katan because it doesn't really, you know, take very much time, and it doesn't take away from the kavod hameis, and therefore he should wear a talis katan when he is an onen, without a bracha. And certainly during Shiva, you know, even the first day of Shiva, we wear a talis gadol. Yeah, question?
No.
The Seder. The Mechaber also speaks about tumtum and chagunis chayiv and misafik misatei for bracha. Okay, we don't really have that so much today. We're not sure. It's covered, and Andragonus is both. They can say a bracha. Fine. I mentioned before that we're mechanech children for tzitzis, and we're even mechanech them when the shear is less than what we would call a shear, because it's a beged for them. But says in Rav, "Dafka v'shiyodei lisa atof l'shtei tzitzios l'fanav u'shneim l'charav." He has to do the mitzvah properly, to wear with two in front, two in the back. V'yodei l'echos a tzitzis v'yadav v'shas kriyashma. He has to do just like katan. It doesn't say ayodei yolito lulav, ayodei l'naneya lulav. So you have to do the mitzvah v'shleimus. That's when the mitzvah chinuch kicks in. And therefore, here too, the mitzvah is already 3 years old. They start right away, you know, hold the tzitzis for kriyashma. He doesn't even say kriyashma. You know, except for the first pasuk, whatever. But it seems like the minhag is to chanuch children with tzitzis very early on. Maybe it's connected to the idea of rischa. I mentioned before that the Gemara says that even though it's a mitzvah kiyumis, the malach told Rav Katina that, you know, don't think that you can just not wear tzitzis. If you don't wear tzitzis, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu is upset, so you can get punished. So it seems like a certain type of shmira, and maybe that's the reason. For Lemaisa, we try to mechanish even young children with tzitzis. I wonder, you know, sometimes the tzitzis get puzzled. This kid's 3 years old, you have to keep on changing the kid's tzitzis. You know, the kid's a filtachai, and every day he rips his tzitzis. So, like, you know, I don't know. I actually saw a pair of tzitzis once that had one rounded corner, and there were strings on it, and I didn't understand what pshat was. So maybe it's like for the little kids, so it's not even chinuch, it's like below chinuch, but they want, like, socially, they have to wear tzitzis, but after they rip, you're going to be tzaris, so they have one rounded corner. But I don't know, to me it's like very odd, it's bad chinuch to give a kid, you know, a tzitzis with three corners and one rounded corner with strings. It's just very misleading, so I don't know. Yeah?
I've seen minhag to wait until the toilet train.
Yeah.
That's like accepted.
That's accepted minhag, yeah.
It would be an issue for
kids
to get
30. It's a bizarre to the mitzvah. It's a bizarre to the mitzvah. If every time you change to the kid, there's tzitzis. It's also very impractical.
Right,
and
right.
Sorry, yeah. That's a very accepted
minhag. And also, besides that, even if a kid would be toilet trained off, people wait, you know, until they're three. That upsharing is the first.
Yeah, 100%. But three is much younger than most mitzvahs. We don't give a kid a lulav
right.
when he's three.
So
you know.
So three,
yeah. So I said before, maybe it's because of the Idun Nirscha. Maybe it's you know. I don't think so. Not a katan who's 3 years old is not a daily zatev. He can't get dressed by himself. Most katanim can't.
Yeah, I've seen that a lot of times.
Yeah. I saw the name of Shlomo Zalman that if the kids are really young, you can let them stay with pasul tzitzis. Again, even we mentioned earlier in Simin Yud Aleph, there's a question of what pasul tzitzis. So obviously, you know, there's the machlokes rishonim, so you can be mekel in terms of the more mekel shita, if the strings are, you know, cut. And there's still the gadil is left, you know, is that would that be enough? So l'chari can make a little there too. Beseder. Weiter. Simen Yod Ches. Laila Lavzman Sitzes Hu. Did Maye Tmi Rizim Oso. So the Pasuk Rizim Oso is telling us when you're chayev, or what beggar you're chayev. And here's actually Machlokes Rishonim. The Rama Masher Hu Lovish Balayla Potter. Everything you wear at night, you're Potter. Even if you wear like right now, night time. But I'm wearing my Talis Katan. So according to the Rama, you're Potter. And likewise, by day, even if I wear my pajamas, that had four corners, if I had such pajamas, it'd be Chayiv. Masher Lovish Yom Chayiv Filu Miyuchad Laila. For La Rosh Ksus Miyuchad Laila Potter Afilu Lovish Yom Ksus Miyuchad Yom. According to the Rosh, it's not a function of when you're wearing it, it's a function of what type of bag you're wearing. Are you wearing day clothes? You're chayiv even at night. This talis katan I'm wearing right now is chayiv according to the Rosh, because it's a daytime garment. And likewise, my pajamas, even if I wear them by day, if they have four corners, I'm potter, because that's a nighttime garment. According to the Rosh, it's a function of when you're wearing it. According to the Rosh, it's a function of what type of bag you're wearing it. So we're choshesh for both these shitas. There are some Rishonim in the Ran holds you really need both. You have to, we're only chayiv on a daytime beged in the day. And we only say a bracha on a daytime beged in the day. So if you wear a talis at night, let's say Lel Yom Kippur, if you got the shul late, you're not going to say a bracha. Because we're choshesh for the Rambam that's very nighttime. If it's Ben Hashmashas, also they don't say a bracha. If you have a Sofik, if it's Ben Hashmashas, so some say that then you could say a bracha. Because anyway, it's like a Sveik Sveika. You know, according to the Rosh, you're Chayiv on a Talis at night. It's a Beged Shel Yom. So, and you're not even sure it's Ben Hashmashas. So then maybe you could say, I would think even in that case you shouldn't say a bracha.
Well, as far as that, it's because it's Ben Hashmashas and we have lights nowadays, it's reasonable. So you can still
no, the function, you're saying the Ben Hashmashas is because you can see, it's still reasonable. So. I think we assume Vanish Marsh is a Suffolk Lila. Once it's Lila, you're just Suffolk Lila. And if it's Suffolk, if it's a Suffolk,
nah.
So then and there's Mahokos and Shonim. Okay.
Is there any sheet out there? I just remember hearing one that says that nowadays we have lights, so maybe it would be different.
I'm not aware of that. I'm not aware. I mean, before they had electric lights, they had candles.
Something.
You know, they didn't say since they're candles, you're chayim.
Yeah.
According to Ramam, nighttime, you're Pater Lagamri. Okay, so again, the halacha we are choshesh for both these days that you need to have a beged yom bayom. It says the Ramah Safik brachos l'hakel al kain ein levarach elak shalovish b'yom v'hum yuchod gam kain liyom. V'achar tefilas arvis, if you daven arv early, let's say Friday night, they have an early Shabbos. Aval pishad ein yomu ein levarich alav. So that's the question: when you mekabel Shabbos, what happens? You read daven arv. Can a woman do a bedika? Can you wear tzitzis? These are questions. So he says you shouldn't put on the tzitzis. Uvelel yom kippur, yisatef od yom. Like we try to get the shul early on yom kippur and say a bracha. Yisatef yivod yom v'yivarich alav.
Let's say you're getting dressed.
So first of all, we have to define a little bit what a ksus lila is. You know, if it's your pajamas, that seems to be ksus lila. The thing is, we wear our pajamas until we wake up, you know, at 7 in the morning or 6, whatever evening, and the sun is already, you know, it might be in summertime, the sun rises much earlier. So we still call it a beged lila, even though we wear it part of the date. Because it's a nighttime beged, you just sleep in a little bit. That's, I think, the assumption. Supposed to talk about if you have a beged that's mikud laila and then you change it to the daytime. So if you already had tzitzis on it, would that be like tamas of an asui? Interesting suffix. Yeah.
I'm not talking about if the beged is specific for.
You're talking about if you take a shower at night, you want to put tzitzis back on.
But no, you want to take either your tzitzis or a new pair of tzitzis.
What do you mean a new pair of tzitzis?
Coming back from the day, you're all sweaty. Your tzitzis are all sweaty.
Right.
So you take a shower and then you're going back out.
Okay, so excellent question. You want to take a fresh pair, you know, you schwitzed, or you took a shower, now you want to go down Marv, should you put on tzitzis?
Should you put on?
So you certainly shouldn't say a bracha, because we're choshesh, the Gemara says, for the Rambam, at night there's no mitzvah. But what you should do is put it on with kavana, that if there's a mitzvah to put on tzitzis, it's a shem mitzvah. Because if you would put it on without any kavana shem mitzvah, it could be a bittul essay, possibly, if you hold mitzvah tzitzis kavana. That's a question. Is that really true? So we do it, or potentially it could be about Tosif. You know, if you hold that, why are you doing the mitzvah at night? It's not Zan mitzvah, so you should have kavana that if the Rosh is correct, it's the same mitzvah. But it's the same. The thing applies. Let's say if to catch a flight, so you wake up at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, you get dressed. It's not. It's the same mishiyakir. So the fnei el shachar. So what do you do? You put it on with kavana that. According to the Rosh, if there's a mitzvah, it should be a shem mitzvah. And if not, the mitzvah will start in the morning. You know, at Alos.
Even if you're never
going to
start the mitzvah, it's like you're going to take them off before the morning.
Yeah.
But it's better to put them on.
There is a machlokas about that. Some poskim say there's no need to put it on. You took a shower, you just leave it off. I think the Rosh holds like that.
And the dafka should just leave it off?
Yeah. I'm trying to find what I have over here. But I think the minhag is to peel where tzitzis. I mentioned that last time, the Rambam holds it's not appropriate to daven without tzitzis. So even at night,
even
maybe. I'm not sure. I think people put tzitzis on at night. Even if they shower at night, they put their tzitzis back on. That's what I do. I mean, I don't know. It's certainly not chayiv to. But I think that according to the Rosh, you're getting a mitzvah. So you should do it with kavana, that if it's a mitzvah, you know, you want to chayiv the mitzvah. The Mishmur brings down in Sukkot Chalad, they know that it's not lavzan, it's lavzan tzitzis. But most of us, in most shuls, they have the for the chazan for Marav puts on a talis, right? It depends. In the yeshiva, they do.
Yes.
In the yeshiva, they do. It's kavanat tzibur. The mishmur here, Dar Hagav, in Sukkot and Hay, it says that a chazan should wear a talis, even by Marav. In the mishmur, Sukkot and Dal, it sounds like they would wear it by Mincha also. There's a question, like by Yom Kippur, should you take off your talis for Marav? Motzei Yom Kippur. Some people are dafka take it off to show that it's lavzman, you know, to even though on Leil Kippur you wear a talis, but whatever. Yom Kippur is a separate like category. Lemaisa, I think many people keep their talis on. No, what do people do in most shuls?
Yeah,
they keep their talis on? Most people have talis on?
I just like one.
Right. The Mishnah Berurah, Gris Moshe says you're not chayv to put on, but you're allowed to.
Back at night?
Yeah, you're not chayv to, but you're allowed to.
So, like, unless if somebody got dressed, they were just hanging around the house when it's time for Mar, they took this around the room, they
Have to
put them on.
Yeah, sounds like it. Okay. Mishmura, I think, so I mentioned the question of Safek Bein Shmashos. He says that you're allowed to say a bracha, but the Ivitz in the Siddur Reis Yaakov says you shouldn't say a bracha. And if it's Suffolk, it's Vanish Rashis. Okay, today most of us have watches, so it's certainly not such an issue with Suffolk. Fine, Vaitu. Sadinim, Sifbeis. If you sleep with a sheet, most of us sleep with sheets, the sheets are, more often than not, square, or rectangular. They have four corners. So, what's the story with that? So, if it's a nighttime, it's a beggar shalila, a balila. But what about during the day? Even though you sleep in the morning, or if you take a nap during the day, so the minhag is not to put on tzitzis. Why is that? So the Mishmur actually quotes some who are machmer that if you take a nap with a sheet, certainly he says if it's a beget semer, if it's a wool blanket, a square blanket or a rectangular blanket, you should put on tzitzis. That's not the minhag. They say the Chazanish, rounded the one corner of his sheets that he slept on with during the day. But that's not the minhag. I think the minhag is to assume that has a din of a beged laila, and even if you sleep wearing it, you're just kind of lying under it, to quite things. For Shanis, I think we'd be concerned. But maybe for Tzitzis, it's not your ksus, it's your blanket. There's also some argue that in some of the blankets, they're thick, so it's not really considered square, it's more like round, it's like, yeah.
Why can't we say the same thing like we said about a scarf?
Scarf is a beged for your head.
But it's not a
kisui
you're wearing.
Right, so there's a specific halacha that it's a beged for your kuf, not your head.
You're not wearing it.
Right, okay, so that's the minhag. The minhag is you don't wear it. There's the same issue when it comes to towels. Sometimes people, they come out of the shower, they wear the towel. So if you're wearing the towel, is that a problem? It's all four corners. Wear the Israeli flag, okay? I mean, then you can say that. If you're wearing it, on a parade or something?
Yeah, I know that,
in the army.
In the army, I don't know. You wear the Israeli flag in the army?
No, people wear them. They live like Poland.
Yeah, they're Poland, like, right? They wear the flag in the Poland.
They walk down. I remember, in Shalom, people were walking down, wearing an Israeli flag. Some people were doing that. So
right. So is that called?
I'm saying you
have to cut off one of the corners, around one of the corners. So I don't know about the flags. I'm not sure that's really a beged. I mean, it's not a beged. You just, I took it for because it's not a beged. It's a flag, and you just happen to put it on you. I don't think that's really a shayla. A towel, you could argue, is you're wearing it. Now, the towel is not four in the front, four in the back. It's not like a tzitzis, there's a hole in it. But so they're different as far as the hakel. I heard of one guy who was choshish for this, and he would gave all his towels and sheets as a gift to his neighbor, and he would do it every month because the halakha is after 30 days. So every month he would do another kinyan, and borrow it. All the towels are yours, all the sheets are yours. I'm borrowing for a month, and then every Rosh Chodesh, he would do it again. But I don't think that's the minhag. I know that's not the minhag, and likewise, I know the minhag is not to cut off the corner. Around the corners, and the assumption is that's fine. This is Eder. This is one example. The Mishmur here says that if it's Semer, you really should round it, but that's not the Minhag. We don't assume like the Mishmur in this one. Fine, weiter. How early can you wear tzitzis and say a bracha? Mishyakim tchelas shabbat lovin shabbat. From the shear of Mishyakim. If you look at Luach, it says Mishyakir. Mishyakir, the chok is what it is. It's some probably 50 minutes before Neit or an hour before Neit. Some say it's only 40 minutes or even half an hour before Neit. That's Misha Yakir. This year is not brought down in the Gemara by Tzitzis. It's brought down by Kriyashma. But it seems like there's an understanding this year of when you could say Bracha on Tzitzis. Some places, the Neit is very late, so people start davening, at Misha Yakir. And if they daven before Misha Yakir, after Nate, after Elos, they'll wait until they can put on the tzitzis, or they'll put the tzitzis on, and then the mashmash and say a bracha, when they get to Mishiyakir. In any case, that's the shir Mishiyakir. But the Mishabura says that you shouldn't be mochan somebody who's mekel before, because if you look here in the Ramah, some say that from Alos you can say a bracha. So that's not our minhag. Our minhag is to try to wait until Misha Yakir say a bracha. But if people say a bracha earlier, there, you know, it wouldn't say a bracha again later after Mashiach, because, you know, it's probably fine. And this is, even if you say bracha at night, you wouldn't say bracha later. Let's say you wake up at, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, you say a bracha in your talis. Talis Katan. So when Mishiach comes, you shouldn't say bracha again, because according to Rosh, you did a mitzvah, and the bracha was not a bracha vatala, it was a bag of shalyam that you wore at night. So anyway, the ma'aseh, we try mechatchila to wear the talis only for Mishiach and say bracha. If you need to, you can wear it earlier, and if you said a bracha, you know, it wouldn't be bracha vatala. And even at night, again, you shouldn't say bracha, but if you did, you wouldn't have to say bracha again, because according to Rosh, it wasn't a bracha vatala. Like I said, if you wear it too early, you put it on, and then when the time comes, you touch it and you say the bracha. Okay? I should mention this as an aside, that there is a question what the exact time of alos is. Nates is very simple. When the ball of the sun is visible, Alos HaShachar is either 72 minutes before or 4 million before. So if a meal is 18 minutes, it's 72 minutes before. If a meal is 22 and a half minutes, it's 90 minutes before. So there's a machlokas. If a meal is 24 minutes, it's 96 minutes before. There's a machlokas when alos is. We hold the halacha that the ikar alos is 72 minutes before. That's what it seems like. There are some who, you know, are choshesh that alos is 90 minutes before. You know, sometimes you wake up in a tiny, so you want to eat. Some people are choshesh, you know, half an hour before 90 minutes, meaning that alos is 90 minutes before. But the ikr, we seem like the halacha.
To assume, 72, right?
Yeah, I think the ikr is going to hold 72 minutes. Okay. Seder. Let's move on. Simon Yod. Tests. This is called. It's a lamdish. Shachter says chakira. Is it a chovas gavra or is it a chovas cheft? What's nafkamina? The Gemara says klei kofsa. If you have a baguette that's in your closet, so if it's a chovas gavra, so until you put it on, you don't have to put the tzitzis on. But if it's a chovas mana, you have to make sure that all your four corner garments have tzitzis on them. And we hold it's a chovas gavra. Now, when it says a chovas gavra, you shouldn't misunderstand that there's an obligation to mechayev yourself. It's not like chovas gavra, like I don't know, lulav. Like tefillin, you have a chiyuv to do it. If you don't want to put on a four-corner garment, so you don't need to be a kredit. But once you're wearing it, then you have obligation to put on tzitzis. So chovas kafra, in the circumstance that you are wearing the baguette, then you have obligation to put on the tzitzis. But like I mentioned before, the Gemara Menachos Mem Aleph, when Aleph speaks about Katina, who was told by the Malach that, you know, it's a good idea to wear the tzitzis. You don't want to, you know, take a chance if Kadosh Baruch Hu was upset. So in the rischa, a person can get punished for not wearing tzitzis, even though it's not an obligation. And our minhag, in fact, is to mechayev ourselves to, even though it's not the style today, we wear four corner garments in order to mechayev ourselves, in order to mechayev the mitzvah. Yeah.
When he says that there's no bracha on making tzitzis, so I'm saying, isn't
I didn't read that yet. So let me just. Shekolz v'shein lo yesh atalis pasuk mitzvah. This is l'tichach ein avavarech al asiyah sitzes she'ein mitzvah el b'leviv shas. So there's no bracha that's made on the making of the tzitzis, only when you wear it. Well, what's your shaila?
First of all, it says about sulaim
tzitzis. Right.
And also, I'm saying, what's the chiddush?
Tasulaim is once you're wearing it. Once you're wearing it, there's a mitzvah to put it on. But until you wear it, there's no mitzvah.
But assume it's to tie it now.
In the when it's on the gavra, apparently. Meaning.
Okay, but I'm saying, but so even let's say if I'm wearing a four corner garment that doesn't have tzitzis, so there's a mitzvah for me now to tie a tzitzis.
I hear the time. I'm not sure how we deal with the pshat pasuk. Yeah, that's pshat pasuk. Right.
And
sure.
Then also, I'm saying, what's the chiddush in saying that, you know, we generally don't make a bracha on a siyah of anything?
Right, that's
there's
true.
Nothing that we make a bracha on a siyah.
Maybe it's lafuke what you're having. You're saying a pasuk is also, so you think you have to do. He's telling you, don't think that way.
Right.
Maybe that's what he's thinking. I'm not sure. It's a good heart you're making. Base. Also, talis. It's tzorech tachrichi. And afal bisha. Lov shalof ha'ami mechayah pot. If you make tzitzis for a mace, so even if you wear it a few times before a person dies, again, this was my great-grandfather did this. He had his tachrichim in his drawer already. You know, it's a big chesed for the family if the person, you know, takes care of all the funeral things before. He has a plot, because otherwise the person doesn't already rush. It's probably emotional having to make for the relatives, start making big decisions is hard. So some people, there's a minhag to have the terchichim ready. So if you want to, I don't know, get into them, wear them. So you're potter on that type of talis. The minhag in chutzlaris is that they bury the mace, a male mace, in a talis. The minhag here in Eretz Yisrael is that they don't. They take the talis off before the kfura. But what the Mechaber is talking about is that if you would have a talis that you're planning on wearing, the Achar Meiv Esrim, that talis is potter. Okay, and it doesn't happen too often today. And the Mishmur actually brings down, many Achraim argue on it. And they say that. That according to the Rambam, maybe it should be Chayev, because the Rambam holds that just like a Ksus Laila is Chayev Ayom, so it's a Ksus Meis should be Chayev before you die. So you should put on tzitzis and not say a bracha. What's more relevant is that the Mishmur points out that if you try on a talis, you know, in a store for size, so you don't need to say a bracha. That's not called a visha. I think I mentioned previously the question of a poncho. You know, the poncho is a beged that you wear only to protect yourself from the rain. So is that called, you know, the visha? It's just there to protect yourself from the rain. So I would think yes. But there is a discussion about that, if that's called levisha.
Different
than the towel? I mean, the towel you're wearing, it actually gives you warmth. Here, I'm not sure. I mean, often the ponchos are made out of solid plastic, so it's not an issue. But I think I mentioned I had a poncho that had canvas on the outside. Anyway.
So if you round down a corner, then it'd be fine.
Yeah, and if you don't run out of the corner, so then it's a question. Is that called Levisha? I would think yes, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it would be stopping to say a bracha on it. I don't know.
And what matter if you wore it at night? Because still, it's...
Right, we hold that even at night...
We're for both.
Yeah, it's not a beggar that's miuchad alayla. It's a beggar that you wear during the day. Each time it's to be, it's nighttime. Okay. Beseder. Simon Chaf. Halakach Chaz b'tsuyetis b'yisrael v'mitagra in Yehudi. You can buy tzitzis from a Jew or from a guy. If the guy tells you that it's, you know, a Jewish talis and it's kosher, then it's kosher. Came in the Tagar Hu, Chazaka Shalachim Yisrael, a little Mara Nafshi. The general principle that Uman Lo Mara Nafshi, that a professional doesn't want to ruin his business. So if we find out that he's really buying this talis that was made in China, wasn't made in Meir Sha'arim, then, so if that's the reality, he's afraid and he's not going to lie. Today, for a non-Jew, they sell, if you ever walk through the Arab Shuk, they sell tzitzis, you know, talisim, that are not kosher, that are made by Arabs. So they, you can tell the way they tie them, and they have these black strings instead of tchelas, it's like a whole, so that's not a good thing to do. We usually buy from a place with a heksher. If you buy it from a person who's not a professional, then the guy might be lying, and it's certainly possible. Like I said today, even if it's a store, I don't think that they're necessarily telling the truth. You can tell right away from the skara that it's just different. They're like, you know, they're tourist items. They sell like, you know, menorahs and chauffeurs and, like, you know. Okay. So you shouldn't buy tzitzis besides that without a proper hashkach. The Chara continues. Ein mokrin talis mitzuyetzes al v'kachavim. You shouldn't sell a talis to a guy. Shema yisle yislave im Yisrael v'derech v'yargenu. There was a chashash that the guy would pretend to impersonate a Jew and then kill him. It's interesting, a lot of the poskim say that today that's not really an issue. If that's the only chashash, that's not an issue. Unfortunately, in Eretz Yisrael, it is an issue that there have been many instances where terrorists would dress up as from Jews, so certainly, you know, it's not a good idea to sell tzitzis to goyim if there's a chashash that's going to get into the hands of terrorists, you know, yimach shemam, who are trying to hurt innocent Jews. There is another reason brought in the Gemara, and that is the concern that if you sell the tzitzis to the goy might give it to the zona. He frequents the zona, and then the zona is going to say that a Jew gave it to her. So that reason, you know, I don't know. Today we don't generally sell tzitzis to goyim.
If somebody sells want to try to boost their revenue, they sell it on Amazon.
I don't think they have to be choshesh. If you're selling on Amazon, the goyim are going to buy the tzitzis. I don't know if that's like, why would they be interested in tzitzis?
If you're a terrorist, then that would be the best place to buy it.
I don't know. You have to ask, you know, the Shabak if they have a concern. If they sell to online in Israel, I don't know if the Shabak is,
right,
you know, trying to see where, if it's delivered to Jenin, so then you have to make sure that you don't, you know, if they're delivering it to Petach Tikva,
yeah.
So I think that, you know, the online sales can continue as usual.
I found it interesting that Mr. Baruch says, the double seal thing. If you're giving away tzitzis, like in Mishnah Berurah, things with Zion, the Ikatami Gemara.
Which was it?
Right before Bay's, the last line. Vatzat Talis Mitzutzet Bashuk. Kasher Basher the Shloach Tzitzis Afilu Psukin Vishuzarin Ayde Obed Gulim in Lo Bishini Chosamos.
Right, the kashash is that he's going to switch it. Just like when you sell meat, you have to have, you know, shtei chosamos. I don't know if today the goyim are going to, like, you know, there's like they're going to try to get other strings and take these strings. I'm not sure. But usually when he buys it, they do have, you know, a heksher on them. I don't know the level of kashash, you know. There's no such industry. So I don't know if fine. The Mechara continues. Even to give a goy to lend him the tzitz for a long time would be a problem. So if he's shah, it wouldn't be an issue. Okay. For the Gemara, it sounds like you can sell a goy a talis without tzitzis. It's only the tzitzis. But today, all our begadim are miyuchad for mitzvah. So, today, you shouldn't even sell a goy a talis without tzitzis, because, you know, the chashasha is still fine. Okay. Vayter simin chaf aleph. Chudei tzitzis shenifsuku yochal zarkon shla ashba. Mentions previously that tzitzis are tashmishei mitzvah, and if they're no longer used to their puzzle or they're just old, so maker then you can throw them to the garbage. Shehi mitzvah she'ein begufa kedusha. But because when she'ein kavuim b'talis also l'shtamish b'hem, one, they're in the talis, you shouldn't use them. You shouldn't use the strings to tie something. Can likshor b'hem shum davar kiyotz b'hem mishum visa mitzvah designed to the mitzvah to do that.
Once you want to change the strings, then
yeah,
it's okay.
I would think so. The action if so, that's the next line. So the Ramah says, even though the Mechaber says Zorkan L'Ashpa, Ashpa once upon a time was really an Ashpa. Today, the Ashpa, everything's in closed plastic bags. Once upon the Ashpa had Tzoa, the Ashpa had Mamish, you know, dung. The Ramah says it's Meguneh. You shouldn't throw in the Mokom Meguneh, Ella, Sh'ein Tzrichin Kinizah. You don't need to be going at it. So some are even Medakhtik Tzigonis. So the Pashtun says the Ramah is saying you can even throw in the Ashba. The Mechaber is saying you can even throw in the Ashba. The Ramah is saying that you shouldn't throw it mamish in the Ashba, but you don't need to be going, is it? It's unclear what that gedder is exactly. The Mishabura says in Zion, Ritzlomar v'yadayim asul lozark in the Ashba. Achim yitok shalom, and these are put them on the side of the road, and then they'll get thrown out. You can't put them in the garbage bin. That's what it sounds like. But then the Ramah says, "V'ish medakdik in legonzan v'machmer medakdik mitzvah tal avracha." It's better to try to be goneis to do some other mitzvah with it. As I mentioned previously, you can use it as a bookmark. You can, you know, I don't know, do other things with it. So this is an issue. What do you do with old tzitzis? Many people just wrap them up in a bag and throw them out. But it's not clear if that's necessary. Of course, the Mechaber sounds like it's not even necessary. Even according to Mishnah Berurah, according to the Rabbah, it sounds like you could like leave them near the garbage. If you want to be doctor, it seems like you should try to do another mitzvah with them. And not just throw them out.
Can you light menorah with them?
Yeah, Lachori can light menorah with them also, yeah. I'm not sure, as wicks. I don't know how good they are, you know, but they're right.
No,
that's
not good.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stay away. I'm a little scared. I'm scared. I'm scared to burn scissors. I feel like, isn't that not going to work? I feel like, can't go on. I think you're right. I'm going to try.
There's a question, can you clean your glasses on your tzitzis? So some machlokas about that. Shlomo Zalman says it's usher, it's a tashish reguna. And some say, no, it's not tashish reguna.
So I also found footnote number 5.
Yeah.
That let's say Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you're not just to bow on the floor.
He says you could bow on
the floor. He said yes, he says you're allowed to bow.
You can bow on the floor on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and put the talus down. That would be like a hefsek. That would not be considered tashish reguna. Okay? Here, I'm not sure if what's considered maguna is like a function of time and place. Meaning, you know, I don't know. I saw also in the Deer Show a discussion about like wiping up sweat with your talus. That's all maguna. I don't know. Today it seems like it's very maguna. If people usually use tissues to wipe up sweat, they don't usually use their clothes to wipe sweat. If you live in a place where people are always using their clothing to wipe up sweat, so maybe your talus would also be mutter or your talus cousin. But I don't know. I think it might be a function of time and place. I don't think there's an objective maguna.
And within that mission, Buddha says it's mutter, then for sure the talus bag would be okay. It's one
yeah, thing. I would think so. But it doesn't look so nice. I mean, I don't know. They sell like, you know, you can take a towel.
I
think they can.
The mother said not to.
Not to use a talus bag?
No, not to use a talus.
Not to use a talus. Okay.
Talus bag, I think he said, right? FES, right? He said.
Yeah, FES, you can do the talus, but the mother said no.
Interesting.
Yes, you should.
For here it sounds like you can use talus, but the mice, it could be functional time place. To bow on Yom Kippur, meaning, like I said, I think it might be our day and age, we didn't use a talus to do anything like that. I would think so. That's like a bag. Yeah.
I could go through
it
long.
Okay. Again, if you look at Beis, Talisa shall mitzvah shabalu adam bodel atzmuvihem, ino mutter lekanech atzmuvihem liyachin tam tashi shuguna. So you shouldn't use a tashi shuguna even after the talis has been bala and you don't use it anymore. Elazorkan vein kalim, you should throw it out and it'll be kalim by its own. You shouldn't use the talis for a davar maguna even after it's no longer being used. It's a mitzvah, that would be inappropriate. Mutter lekanech specifically is a kisei lata. Go into a bathroom with tzitzis. V'chol shekem lishkav pehem, d'shar you allowed to lie down and sleep. V'yesh akas v'shenago shelo lishkav v'talis sheish what tzitzis. Some say you shouldn't sleep with a talis. V'gam shelo litno l'kovis in Yehudi to give it, you shouldn't give it to a goyish laundry mat. V'chol shelo yu mitzviz b'ziz olav l'hagel l'hagel lishkav v'hem. So I think the minhag is with the talis gadol, we don't, you know, go into a bathroom. And we don't, you know, sleep with it because it's miuchel tefila. And the Mishnah says even a kittel, is miuchel tefila, so you shouldn't go to the bathroom with a kittel. Well, some argue that since the kittel, you know, you might wear it at other times, so maybe it's not really miuchel tefila. I don't know. I thought that since Lel Seder you wear it, it's enough. But I thought of the Ashi said no, Lel Seder is also like tefila. But if you would wear it on Rosh Hashanah during the meal, then you can go into the bathroom with it. I don't know, most people don't wear their kittel at the meal. On Rosh Hashanah. You certainly don't wear it on the meal on Yom Kippur, because there's no meal. But, you know, on Rosh Hashanah, there's some people who do wear a talus.
If you wear it on Purim.
If you wear the kittel on Purim, so then you're saying that it's not longer miyuchad for tzila. Okay, unless Purim is Kippurim. I don't know. Anyway, the Maisa, there is a minhag not to wear a talus gadol in the bathroom. It's brought down that you could actually urinate with a talus gadol, but it seems like not in a bathroom, which is, you know, it seems like that's a chokhmah in Mishmur, but the assumption is maybe assume that you can't go to the bathroom talus gadol. Pardon?
No, you're not allowed to. You can't urinate.
We're going to get to that, even with tefillin maybe, but you shouldn't go into a bathroom. Instead of going into a bathroom with a talus, the minhag is not to go to a bathroom with a talus gadol. With a talus gadol, you shouldn't go into the bathroom with a talus gadol. You don't take off your talus gadol when you go into the bathroom.
How much credence is there to the bathroom nowadays?
There is a question now if the bathrooms today are the same, but we generally treat our bathrooms with chumrah like bathrooms.
Well, they're definitely not the same.
They're not the same.
Right.
That's the question. If you're really stuck and you have to go to the bathroom with the talus gone, what do you make it?
If there's nowhere to hang
the talus. It's a good question. You have a talus. There's nowhere to hang your talus. It's hard to believe there's nowhere to hang the talus. Well, okay. There's no chairs. You're outside. Whatever. There's no. You,
I'll so. Bet
So there's no place to put it. So can you go in? Yeah, I don't. I wouldn't put it on the floor. I would ask somebody to hold it. But if you can't, going into the bathroom with a talis or just to urinate is some people who's motive. Some people who's motive. Seder. Likewise, sleeping. We sleep with a talis katan. Many people are makbi to sleep with a talis katan on Shabbos afternoon, not to avoid the shayla of a safek brachos when you after. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Arizal that there's al pi kabbalah, and you need to sleep in with a talis the whole night, like I mentioned previously. The Chaznish was cautious that turns it into a beged shalayla. But I think the meaning of all of us assume, the Shavur assumes, that that's not a beged shalayla. It's a beged smichud liyom vilayla, and that's also okay. Liyom vilayla, that's also okay. So some people have that custom, they sleep with a talis. Katan, Rishlom Zalman, I think I mentioned, did that on Leil Tisha B'Av in order to avoid the Shiloh of Bracha in the morning. The Ramad says you shouldn't give the talis to a laundromat, a non-Jewish laundry. I'm not sure exactly why. It seems like they might have been acting to the talis in a mevuzdik way. Today, I think the minhag is people give the talis to the laundromat, even if it's a non-Jewish pilus. Just a derech agav in Simon Kufpei Ches, the Be'er Halacha says that there's no iser to put on a talis or a talis katan in a makom she'enonaki. So, for example, you're in the you're getting dressed in a locker room, so you can't say a bracha. You know, say let's say everybody's naked, or you know, there's different rooms, but in the Beis Hamikdash. But let's say in a place where you can't say a bracha, or in a bathroom, you're getting changed in the bathroom, so you can't say a bracha there. But the Mishnah assumes you're allowed to put on a talis. You're doing the same mitzvah. There's no reason to do a ma'isa mitzvah in a makom maguna. Now, the question is in terms of the makom shenaki. The question is in terms of the kavana. You know, one of the kavanas, the Bach holds, l'chatchili should have kavana to put on the tzitzis to remember all the mitzvahs. That, l'chari, you shouldn't have that kavana in a bathroom. You're not allowed to have a hero of the Beitara. You have kavana, shem mitzvah. When it comes to brachos, you'll say the bracha when you leave. And you'll say the bracha when you come out of the bathroom. But that's just a side point. Okay. Thank you.